This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Hi one and all, and welcome along to this week's edition of Band Concert here on Plains FM. On today's show, we're going to feature a couple more clips from the 2018 Worlds that were held in Glasgow last month. And they've recently popped up online courtesy of the YouTuber Drone Chorus. And they're namely the medleys from a couple of New Zealand bands, the Canterbury Caledonian and New Zealand Police. I haven't seen one for Manawa 2 yet, but if I do come across that one, I'll certainly get that for you in the future. So we'll get straight into it with the Canterbury Caledonian medley, and this starts with the opener, If Looks Could Kill.
Thank you.
Well, as we are about to head into October, things start to get fairly busy in the local piping and drumming scene. Next weekend in particular, on Saturday, October 6th, sees three different events in the Canterbury Centre, so we're definitely spoilt for choice there. Up in Nelson is the New Zealand Young Piper of the Year, which was a similar event to the Young Drummer of the Year that was held down here in Christchurch in June. And this event showcases some of New Zealand's best and brightest talent from across the country on the pipes. With $1,000 prize money up for grabs, amongst other things, it's sure to be an exciting night, and I believe that will be live streamed as well. A wee bit closer to home, the McAlpine's North Canterbury Pipe Band is having its 90th anniversary on the same weekend, with an open day on Saturday from 1 p.m. till 4 p.m. At the band rooms there in Rangiora, and then a celebration luncheon at the Rangiora RSA on the Sunday afternoon. And that's not all. On the same weekend, on the Saturday night, the Canterbury Caledonian Grade 4 Band is holding a fundraising ceilidh at the Society's Hall, which promises to be another fun-filled night of dancing and music. Then there's another couple of dates to note in October, of course, which are fairly standard. The Labour Weekend Solos every year and the Silver Chana competition that's organised by the Highland Piping Society of Canterbury. They're going to be held at St Andrew's College on Labour Weekend, obviously. Then the weekend after that sees the annual Stack Attack concert put on by the St Andrew's College Pipe Band Programme. This year it's going to be held at the Ashburton Trust Event Centre on Sunday, October 28th, and it'll be a matinee performance at 2 p.m. Tickets can be bought by contacting the school or through ticketdirect.co.nz. So, phew, what a busy month that is going to be for us, and of course that's before we get into the competitions. Of course, this weekend has also been busy, as we've been fortunate enough again to have the wonderful talents of Jim Kilpatrick and Tyler Fry in town to run the Masters Workshop for Drumming, and that has been taking place over at Chisnallwood School this weekend. So to remind us of the sort of world-class talent that we are being treated to, here is a recording of the Shots and Dykehead Drum Corps under Jim's leadership from a concert they did way back in the mid-2000s, and from the concert titled La Bombe au Cos, which they did with Bagad Breag. some awesome rhythm there from the Shots and Dykehead Drum Corps, which never fails to impress. Just to round out the rest of the year locally, there is of course the first competition for the bands, and the season opener takes place at Hororata Highland Gathering on Saturday, November the 11th. That leads of course into Canterbury Show Week, where no doubt a number of bands will be performing at the AMP show, and then on to Christchurch Casino Highland Day on Saturday, December 1st. I also understand that the Scottish band will again be heading up to Palmerston North Square, as the Canterbury Caledonian Grade 1 band, who of course attend every year. So that's the weekend after that on December 8th. Best of luck to all the bands as they head into the competition season. Straight back to the music now, and with another recently uploaded recording of one of New Zealand band performances in the medley event for the Grade 1 qualifiers at this year's Worlds. This time it's the New Zealand Police.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Band Concert here on Plains FM. It was a wee taste of the Red Hot Chili Peppers for you, as I don't think I've played them for a wee while. And that followed on, of course, from the New Zealand Police at this year's Worlds. And although he didn't know it at the time, that was in fact the last performance in charge of the band from a competition point of view for pipe major Emmett Conway, as it's just been announced recently that he is going to move back to the United Kingdom to take up a position as pipe major of Shots and Dykehead. And that's of course taking over from former pipe major Ryan Canning, who announced that he was stepping down from the role and taking a bit of a break from pipe bands. We certainly wish Emmett all the best in this new challenging role, and thank him for his contribution to the pipe band scene here in New Zealand, and of course we look forward to him coming back to these shores sometime soon. This time of year often sees some movements and changes on the international scene, so just running through some more of those things that have just recently been announced. The RSPBA has announced the results of their regrading decisions, and subsequently three bands have been regraded from Grade 1 to Grade 2. They include Buck and Peterson, Denny and Dunapace, and Bagger Cap Gaval, who the last one there, of course, from France. And out of the other regradings from some of the other ones that have note for maybe us in this side of the world, our neighbours in the Perth Metro Band from Australia have been moved up to Grade 2 from Grade 3A. And on the juvenile front, the Dollar Academy Pipe Band, that one novice juvenile A, has been moved up to juvenile. So that means Dollar have two bands in their juvenile grade next year. Of course, their main juvenile band won the Worlds as well. So it'll be certainly interesting to see how they manage that next season. Probably the biggest news internationally, however, is the announcement that Dalco Triumph Street, the Grade 1 band from Vancouver in Canada, has effectively disbanded, as they are no longer able to commit to their current mode of operating, where the band is effectively split across the United Kingdom and Canada. The band's made the final for the last 9 years running, I believe, but pipe major David Hilder released a statement that the band was unable to continue operating in the current manner and will be disbanding as a result. Hasn't taken long for lead drummer of Dalco to get, that's Gary Corkin, of course, to find a new home, however, with him being announced just this week as the new leading drummer for Loman and Clyde. And at the same time, Loman and Clyde announced that Don Bradford will be taking on as the band's new pipe major. So certainly all the best for them for this season. We're going to finish off today's show with a recording of Triumph Street from the Worlds this year, and this is their March Stress Band reel from the qualifier, courtesy again from Drone Chorus, and it features the tunes Highland Wedding, Ethel Cummers and Mrs. McPherson of Imperan. I'll be back in a fortnight's time, but until then, enjoy your Sunday afternoon here on Plains FM.